Some of the education money from the stimulus plan will be distributed through competitive funding. Jeff Eakins is Hillsborough County's Director of Federal Programs. WMNF spoke with him after the Kathy Castor-led news conference today and asked him about that and other aspects of how the district will spend their new funding.
Yeah, some of the funds are going to be coming directly to the district. That's more of your entitlement grants like Title I and IDEA. However, much of the money, some of the money will be going to the state. Like $3 billion of the Title I grant will go to the state as school improvement grant money. Those grants and enhancing education through technology grants will be coming to the state. Districts will then apply for those dollars for the state based on their programs, their grant proposals, and then from those grant proposals, the state will allocate the dollars to the districts.
Do you know at this time, I mean, the congresswoman passed out a list of all the money that's coming here, but doesn't the state have to get a waiver to get some of this money because we didn't pay enough, spend enough a couple years ago?
It's called maintenance of effort. There is a federal requirement. It's been longstanding in federal law that states must maintain their effort to the local school districts because it's, first of all, the state's responsibility to maintain fiscal effort to local schools. That's a responsibility. In order to receive federal dollars each year through Title I grants and so forth, there is some ramifications if states don't maintain that effort. It just so happens with the economic times, not only in Florida but all over the nation, states have had to reduce funding to their local school districts to fill up the gaps with the budgets. Based on that, and the timing of all this is that the state has had to reduce their budget recently, and the federal dollars, to get federal dollars, you have to maintain maintenance of effort. Now, one way around that is to apply for a waiver, and of course, I'm sure many states, not only Florida, will be applying for that waiver to be granted the authority through the U.S. Department of Education's Secretary of Education, Duncan, to approve that waiver so that we could get those dollars, especially for the state stabilization funds. That's the big pot of money that will be coming into the state to stabilize the funds there.
And this last question for you was mentioned by one of the reporters here, but you guys are going to get a task force because this money, again, you just got it basically, and it's a lot. Part of the stimulus plan is that it has to be spent quickly. And a question I'm sure a lot of taxpayers worry about is will it be spent correctly and not just thrown at something like that. What are you planning to do, and how transparent will this be for us here even in Tampa?
Well, I think it'll be a very transparent process. I think you'll see a lot of reporting to the school board, which is a public forum, so that we can ensure taxpayers that the dollars that are being spent are being put to the right purposes. I think one of the things to keep in mind, too, is the authorization of No Child Left Behind. There was a particular authorization of funding for that law. Currently, we're at about 50% of that authorization. So over the course of the last 5 to 6 years, there have been things that our district has been wanting to do with our schools, providing extra technology, programs, software, instructional materials that we have not been able to do because the grant has basically been pretty well flatlined for the last 3 years. So there's a lot of things already that we know we can move forward on because of the fact that our schools have been prevented from doing that because of the lack of funding. It just so happens the amount of funding we're getting in Hillsborough County, the estimates I'm hearing, are almost the exact shortfall that you would have that we are currently experiencing in the overall No Child Left Behind funding. So I think some of the things that we've been putting on the back burner over the last 3 or 4 years with regard to moving the schools forward with technology, moving them into the 21st century there, software, instructional materials, or programs that are just going to be sustaining after 2 years. That's something we have to consider. And I think taxpayers need to know that our district's going to be looking at things not just to fill a gap for 2 years, then what are we going to do, but what are we going to do with these dollars over 2 years so that 5 years from now those dollars are still benefiting in the community.